What's going on, Gags?
Just trying to stay warm here.
It is cold.
It's a chilly one today, I can tell you that. It's been chilly here all day. It's you know, it's been sunny, but it's just trying to stay warm on a cold Monday.
Bye week treat you well, Gags? I mean, I know as far as newspaper guys, you know, you always enjoy the bye weeks, right?
I got through it. It was probably as busier, sometimes even busier with other stuff going on, but got through it okay, I'd say.
Which game did you, championship game did you get, Gags? Did you do 3A?
I had the 3A game.
3A game, okay. Very cool. Star Valley.
I didn't. Star Valley looked really good, and I thought Torrington, you know, I really like, you know, I really like Mark Lenhart and what he's done there, but Star Valley was good, and they were healthy, and unfortunately, it just seemed like pretty much all the championship games weren't, you know, were pretty decisive as far as who won the game. You know, there weren't a lot of close games. I know the 4A game was close in score, but it didn't feel that way, at least from what little I was able to track it.
Right.
But yeah, it was that Star Valley team was pretty darn good. I'll admit that. That was an impressive football team.
We refer to those as lopsided.
Yeah, they weren't close. You're right. They were not close at all. Especially, how about Bighorn? Jeez Louise, 56-3. Todd Dayton's never seen a loss like that before at Cokeville.
No, that might drive him to just say that's enough. I'm done. But, you know, I think Farson in the six-man game, I actually caught some of that because I was curious. I'd really had never seen six-man football, you know, and it was like a video game, man. I mean, every time Farson touched it, they scored, it seemed like. I mean, that was something else, but they were good too. The top teams in this state were obviously the head and shoulders above everyone else in their classification this year.
Right. All right, Gags. Craig Bull back talking with everybody and all that today. He was very short answers, very, you know, down to business. Wasn't a lot of, you know, sometimes there's a little bit of levity involved, but man, he was all business. And most of the time he's all business, but today there was no room for any jocularity or anything like that today. Holy cow.
Yeah, you know, he certainly wasn't, you know, you listen to it. I mean, he was very businesslike. I know they're, you know, they bring players and assistants in for interviews, and, you know, we have a certain amount of time before they start their team meetings and stuff, and I even know team meetings started a little earlier than normal today. So, you know, I don't think I think Coach Bull's pretty fired up, but I think this whole team's fired up because it's the last home game, but obviously an important game for keep any kind of postseason hopes alive for Wyoming. So I think you're very right. It was very businesslike today, and I think Coach Bull was very anxious to get down to business today.
Yeah.
To get this week going.
You know, we've talked, Gags, a lot about Marcus Epps. I know you had a story on Marcus Epps, I believe, last week during the bye week, and it came out he was a semifinalist, one of 10 for the Burleson Trophy, which goes to the nation's top player who started his career as a walk-on. And I said, and when we were talking at the beginning of the year, I mentioned that I felt like he was maybe one of the more underappreciated, undervalued players in the Mountain West. And, I mean, it just goes to show. And he's doing different positions. That's the point of your story. He's playing different positions. The guy just knows the game of football. I don't know, and there's probably been smarter players and all that and more athletic, but the guy all around has so much respect from his players and coaches and all that. I mean, I can't get enough of Marcus Epps right now.
Yeah, you know, and the playing the three positions is amazing, and this all kind of started back again early in the season when C.J. Colden went down at cornerback against Missouri. I mean, you know, Marcus Epps' primary position is free safety, and he plays it well, but he also has been playing, you know, some nickel. He's also been playing just some outright corner. You know, and to be able to do that and do it at a pretty high level. I mean, the numbers, you know, maybe don't add up, you know, just mind-staggering numbers, but he's playing them all well. So he's a very smart player, and he works at it. I mean, I think a lot of it, there's a lot of God-given ability there, but I know he works very, very hard at it, and that has a lot of respect of his teammates. And obviously that respect's there because he's a three-time captain, and that's only happened it's only happened twice in school history, but the last time it happened was in the 1890s when they played two or three games a year. So basically it's never happened. So, you know, I agree. I think he's one of the most underrated players in this league. I don't believe he'll probably get any all-conference recognition, which is a shame because he deserves it. But, you know, with some injuries and some, you know, inexperience in that secondary and that back end at times, especially at corner, Marcus Epps has made up for a lot of deficiencies in those areas.
Do you think he's got ability to play at the next level, or is his size going to keep him from that?
Well, it might keep him a little bit, but again, you know, being able to do all those things on the back end are going to help him. I think he's a little better athlete than people give him credit for, but even if that doesn't sense to work out, I mean, I think he's got a future on special teams. So I think a lot of that will translate. And plus, you know, back to his work ethic and his football smarts and his want to. I mean, I don't know if Marcus Epps will be drafted. You know, I think Coach Jake Dickert, the safeties coach, said it best. You know, he says he's talked to every single NFL team, and they just says get him into camp because he's going to get there. He's going to prepare. He's going to be in the right positions. He's going to do the right things with limited reps. Just get the kid into camp. So I think he's got a future at the next level, whether that's in the secondary as safety, whether it's on special teams, I don't know. But I do think he's got a chance to make an NFL roster and the right fit for him to play at the next level because of so many intangibles that he has.
Well, it's cool. And I talked to Tyler Hall today, Gags, and, you know, they just have to get their best players out there. I mean, Elijah Halliburton is playing well. You know, he's at that free safety spot. You know, you got to have Epps out on the field. You got to have Tyler Hall out there, and he's been playing some more of his natural corner position. I mean, they got guys, they just have to be out there because they're too good of athletes and too good of players right now. So you had to do some shifting around, I think.
Had to do some shifting around, and I think you're right. You know, some numbers, some depth issues at corner kind of, you know, forced their hand at that. But you brought the best point is those are their best players. I mean, Elijah Halliburton is going to has proven to be a very good free safety. I mean, he's going to be one of the main guys next year. Obviously, when you lose guys like Epps and Winger back there, but yeah, you know, they have to get their best players. And some of that also was forced because when they were playing teams like Hawaii with that run and shoot where they're just throwing it everywhere, I mean, they basically, this is a 4-3 defense, no doubt, and those are the concepts. But for the most part, guys, this has been more like a 4-2-5 defense and sometimes six defensive backs out there depending on, you know, who's swinging it and what the schemes are. So, yeah, you know. There's maybe not a lot of them out there, but the guys they're putting out there right now are their best players, and you're right, they have to have those guys out there.
Robert Gagley already joining us here on the program. Cowboys get Air Force, and you brought it up, and I know Davis brought it up last week about this Air Force team. You know, everybody wants to associate them with that flex bone, you know, the whatever you want to call it, the triple option attack, and while they still do that, I mean, they're much more multiple than they've been even in the past years. This is as open, I think, an Air Force offense as I've seen. What about you?
It seems, you know, from the times I've been able to see them, it seems that way, you know, and I think that their concepts of option football are certainly still there. They just do it out of so many formations. I mean, and there'll even be times where they just run out of the traditional eye. I mean, they just, you know, I know Army, Air Force, and Navy are all kind of similar in the similar mold with the option football, and there's the concepts you got to go. But Air Force does it out of so many multiple ways, you know, multiple formations. And then, you know, you get a quarterback like Hammond that certainly is maybe one of the hardest runners as far as Air Force quarterbacks goes over maybe the last five or six, seven years. You know, just gets the tough yards, but can also break the big ones, but also can throw it. Yeah, they're just so multiple, and that's even how they describe it. You know, Air Force won't say, yeah, we run the triple option. They call their offense multiple, and I think if any year truly defines that, I think it's this season.
Gags, switching over to basketball, I mean, it's two games in, I know, but it sure seems like there's some growing pains right now with a lot of the new guys kind of meshing with the returners, the injury bug. I mean, you got the two Hunters, Jordan Naughton. I mean, it's a rough start to the season. Do you see it getting better anytime soon for the Cowboys, or is this going to be a tough transition?
Well, I think it's going to be a tough transition, you know, and you mentioned growing pains, you know, and I think that's kind of the it. I mean, hopefully, Hunter Thompson comes back from that concussion sooner than later. You know, hope that's not a long-term thing. We should find out a little bit more about that tomorrow. You know, they need to have some sort of post presence or just some height, more height and length in there, at this point. But, you know, I know Coach Edwards, after the UC Santa Barbara loss, you know, obviously with Thompson out and Naughton with just the goofiness, just unfortunate thing of, you know, hurting a knee, trying to stretch his back, you know, that guys like Brandon Porter or Lowell Dang are going to have to, you know, step up, but they need to see more on defense. I get where Coach Edwards is saying. I'm not saying he's wrong, but I think you're going to also have to, I don't know if you have much of a choice when you guys get down, and with Maldonado ailing, I know he's not a post player, but you might have to be a little baptism by fire, so to speak, for some of these newer guys, whether they're JC transfers or not, to get them out there, because you're running out of guys, and at this early in the season, you wouldn't think you would have to deal with that, but I think some of this is going to have to be by fire. I know, you know, you want to see what they can do in practice, and you got to show some stuff in practice. I get that. But you know, when you're down bodies, you know, you got to get guys out there that can help you. And sometimes you got to learn those lessons the harder way. And that's by, you know, maybe getting your butt kicked out on the floor than as opposed to in practice. So I hope it gets better, guys, but I think it's still going to be some rocky roads ahead.
You know, from what I've seen, I like of the new guys. And again, it's been limited, but Jake Hendricks looks the part. I think he can play. I think AJ Banks can play some. Those two guys. And that's kind of what we heard from Allen Edwards. But I was impressed with those two guys. And Hunter Thompson, I know it's a small sample size, and I saw him play quite a bit in high school. But his footwork inside and his touch, I know he's got a long way to go still. But, man, when he's on the floor, he seems to make things happen, as limited as it's been so far this year for him. But, and again, way small sample size. But those three guys I really think have a pretty good future at Wyoming.
Well, I hope so. You know, I hope, you know, Thompson can stay healthy so, you know, we can see more. And I hope when he's out there, you know, he doesn't get into foul trouble, you know, real quick. But, again, that's part of learning how to play at this level. And, you know, I agree with you, Keith. I like what I've seen from Hunter Thompson in the very brief time that we've seen. And, you know, but I know against Oregon State, you know, I thought Brandon Porter showed a few things. There's certainly some signs of where he still has a ways to learn and grow. But that goes back to my kind of baptism by fire where, you know, I'm not sure if Coach Edwards and the staff are going to have much of a choice than to kind of learn those lessons the hard way. But I like some of the young talent on this team. I like, you know, I like to play with kind of a veteran type of presence, even though this is his first year. I'd like to see him knock down a couple more shots. You know, he's a shooter. I'd like to see him knock down a couple more, but I like that too. And I like to see more of Banks moving forward. But again, we're two games in, but I just think, you know, with some young guys or newer guys and now maybe some guys in some different roles, I think we're going to see some growing pains. And so hopefully, you know, maybe they can learn a few by getting a couple wins. They just need to get a win. I just like to see this team get a win, get that monkey off their back even just after two games and then try to move forward.
Very good.
Gags, we will see you over there quite a bit this week, man. Appreciate the time as always. Thanks, man.
All right. Thanks, guys.
There you go. Robert Gags.